This week's episode 2, is going to be talking about fear. And the reason why I wanted to talk to you about fear is because if you had seen my first episode, you would have noticed, for those who don't know me, you would have noticed that I was just not myself. I was rushing the whole episode. I was flustered. I probably didn't talk about, you know, the 5W quick plan properly. And so there was a lot of like holes, and the reason why there was a lot of holes and it just wasn't right was because one of my biggest fears is that I'm shit scared to be in front of a camera. I hate being recorded and I hate watching myself on playback. It's one of my biggest fears. When I was 9 years old, I came to Australia from India and I had a really heavy, thick Indian accent, and when I went to school, as kids will be kids, they were very unforgiving, so they used to make massive fun of my Indian accent, and it made me get a little bit more withdrawn and shy, like I already was shy. And then what happened was, there was a birthday party, a family birthday party, and someone had recorded that birthday party. We were watching the video back, and there I was looking at myself on this television screen, and I had the dorkiest haircut, and then I spoke, and then that was it. I shut down. From that day onwards, I promised I would never be in front of a camera, and that fear has stayed with me till today, until now. And it's only recently I've realized that the way business is heading into the social media age, or the online space, content creation, videos, photos, you have to put yourself out there. You have to put yourself into a space where you're uncomfortable. And for me, to reach all of you guys, I needed to make sure that I was going to face my fears and then jump online and start doing these things. So 2 years ago, I would never imagine myself in front of three cameras and recording myself on a podcast. That would just never happen. So here we are. And I wanted to talk to you guys about fear because a lot of you have emailed me during the week and you've explained to me how you're scared to start your business. You're currently working full time and you're scared to start. And, you know, some of you, I've got my notes, some of you actually emailed me and said you're scared to start. You're scared and you don't know where to begin because it can be a little bit overwhelming. You're scared of losing money. And you're scared of losing your freedom. I think that's the biggest fear for most people, because a lot of you guys emailed me and said that you were scared of losing your freedom. You know, business will take away that freedom from you guys. What about family time? What about time away on holidays, etc., etc.? How I overcame my fear was just to start, just to begin. I started getting in front of a camera. And I started doing little comedy sketches for my cafe. And I was fearful, one, because I was going to be judged, and two, it was going to be like, well, what if the customers think that that's not right what you're doing? But I had this thought process of, you know, first of all, I've got to face my fears. I've got to be in front of the camera. I have to do it. There's no other way I can do it. The only way to overcome fear is to jump on and do it. There's no answer. That is the answer. It gets easier as you go. So you have to start taking small steps, which then leads you into, you know, conquering your fear. That's how I really overcame this fear of being in front of a camera. Now, the fear of starting a business, yes, you know, it is a different world. It's like your own child. You have to nurture it. You have to watch it grow. You have to look after it. You have to be there. You're the guy or you're the girl that gets the phone call when something goes wrong, or your staff don't turn up, or, you know, the kitchen's burnt down. You're the person, you're the owner. You get that phone call. You have to be mentally prepared for that. You have to be able to really love what you're doing, and you really need to prepare for that. There's no other way to explain it. if you're comfortable working full-time, then that's what you should do. You should honestly have a good look at yourself. You should honestly really understand what you want to do. And that leads me back to last week's episode of, you know, the five W's. So why do you really want to do this? Is this something you really want to do? For what's your purpose? What's your passion? Does it align with each other? If it doesn't, you're probably better off just working full-time. And I mean that in the nicest way possible, because businesses need people to work. You know what I mean? So it's not a bad thing if you want to, if being in business or an owner is not for you. Where to begin? Where to begin is a big fear, because you're scared to make mistakes. And let me tell you, the amount of mistakes that I've made when we first opened up our first cafe was incredible. I thought when we first opened up our cafe that it was going to be the Proud Mary, the institution of Armidale, which is where it was located. And I remember coming back down to earth after my first day of trade and making $285. I knew that day it was going to be a hard slog. I knew it was going to be a hard journey. And I made so many mistakes, so many emotions that I went through, but I had to go through them to learn. So my answer to where to begin is just to begin and figure it out. Everything will work itself out. The more you stress about it and the more you think about it too much, it's just stopping you from progression. There are people like me that are here to help you. There are people like, you know, other business owners. There are family and friends. There are people in business that you can relate to or talk to. Business is, just because you're in business in IT or in a cafe industry or you're an internet marketer, it doesn't matter. Business is business. It's the same thought processes, the same systems, you know, but it's just tweaking it for different industries. So that's my answer to that. Scared of losing money, that's a big fear, and I get that. I really do, because some people put their mortgage on the line. They really spend or use or, you know, tie up a lot of their financials. Now, the best answer is you wouldn't put in, or you wouldn't tie up your own finances or your own capital. You'd get investors. But most of us start off by using our own, and that's fine. But that should motivate you to success. That should motivate you never to give up. I remember my wife being in her cafe, and, you know, her mother was ill. She had left the business. My wife then, you know, fell pregnant. She ended up being the only person working 6-7 days a week from 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock every day. And I found a lot of inspiration in that, because my wife did what it took to make it work. There was another cafe that opened up on the corner, and this was a specialty coffee cafe. So it had a big reputation, and we took a massive cut. They took a lot of our business, but my wife stuck through it, pregnant and all, 7 days a week. She stuck through it until we finally turned it around. She made it work for a good 6 months before we turned it around and we started to see the income coming back into our shop. We renovated, we introduced a new menu, and we turned that place around. So, you know, how much do you really want it depends on how much it'll work, regardless of how much money that you're prepared to lose. You've got to be in it to win. There's no shortcuts to this. The last question is scared of losing freedom. Now, this was the big one. Now, you have to put in the hard work at the start. You have to put in the long hours. You have to make a few sacrifices. You can't have everything right away. So, you know, you have to have a balance. I get that. But that's something that you can work towards. There is something that you can start, you know, implementing systems and processes in your cafe that you can start taking some time away and start spending time with your family. You find amazing, talented people to do the job for you that you can then start pulling yourself back to start working on the business instead of working in the business. So there's a lot of things that you can start doing. But, you know, again, the fear will stop you from actually doing it. When you're in it, trust me, you will find a way to start getting balance back in your life. You will start to find, or you will want to find, a reason or a way to break free so that you can start getting your freedom back. So, again, these are all topics that are great questions. They're great topics. Now, I'm opening up my calendar to you guys. So, if you want a quick chat, a 15-minute chat, it's no strings attached. I just want to talk to you guys because I know how hard it is. When I first started, no one was there to help me out. So, I'm opening up my calendar, 15-minute blocks. You can go, I'll put the link down in the YouTube replay and you guys can have a look at it. Send me an email or book some time and give us a call. Really have a chat about it, because I think if we can talk about it, it'll ease your fears. And guys, there is no real answer for fear. You just have to do it. You just have to do it. Take little baby steps and work your way up into bigger steps to start reaching your goal. I really do hope this helps you guys. I really do hope it motivates you or inspires you to make that step. You have to make that step. Otherwise, you'll never know. You'll never, ever know what's on the other side. And hey, what's the worst that can happen? You fear failure. You take that first step. You fail. What's the worst? You're still alive. You've still got your health. You can start again. You've got all the time in the world. You can learn new skills. You can do other things. You can go back to work full time. You can do it. You just need to start. If you fail, fuck it. You learn from your mistakes and you move on. You'll never make that same mistake again. So guys, I beg you, I implore you, if you have a skill, if you have a passion, if you want to start something, just start it. Trust me, from me to you in front of a camera, it does get easier. Thank you for joining us. I haven't had a look at all my comments, so